good news for Christmas Day. Well, to some people. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principle and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
Great to be back with you, Barry. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and your family as well, and to all of our listeners and their families. And we hope that everybody has enjoyed the peace and blessing of this day. They've had time to worship and reflect upon the gift that was given to us when Christ Jesus took form of a man, became fully God and fully man, so that he may intercede for us and interpose between us and a holy God who cannot condone sin. Well, you know what? The good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ, obviously. And as I said, some good news today that kind of goes along with that, in a sense, Charles. I mean, this is Christmas Day. We wanted to make sure that we did have good news to share. And there is some very good news because actually, and this is being released today, as a matter of fact, and there was some advance information on this, a couple of news sites over the weekend and on Monday. The Pew Research has come out with a massive study. The Pew Research Center's Forum on Religion and Public Life has now done a comprehensive demographic study of more than 230 countries and territories. And what have they found, Charles? They have found that worldwide, out of the 6.9 billion people that are on planet Earth, 5.8 billion, or 84% of the world population as of 2010, have some kind of religious faith. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. 84% of the world has religious faith. Now, Chuck, I would honestly say that I believe that everybody on the planet has some religious faith. It just depends on whether the religion is a religion of self or not. But I understand what Pew's looking at in their research here, and they're looking at those who actually adhere to a particular denomination or branch of religion.
Well, I would say that what they're talking about is someone who confesses that there is a spiritual realm,
yes,
and a higher power.
Indeed, indeed. Well, that's 8.4 out of every 10 people on the planet believe in a spiritual realm or higher power, or, as research found, believe in Christianity and the God of the Bible. Now, this Global Religious Landscape Survey, this study that was released today, as a matter of fact, and you can find it at pewforum.org if you want to go there. And Chuck, I'm sure we'll put a link up to that on our website page at principlespolicy.com so that our listeners, you know, feel free to go over there and peruse that data. But the data was based upon an analysis of more than 2,500 censuses, surveys, and population registers. So they did a lot of work. That's a lot of work to do. 230 countries and territories were surveyed to find out what people believe. And you know what? I'm very happy to report, Charles, that 30% of the world's population, now just about a third, are Christian. And that's broken down as Protestant, Catholic, and Greek Orthodox or Russian Orthodox. That's how Christian was defined by the Pew Research Center's Forum on Religion and Public Life. So that means that Christianity, in one of its particular forms, whether you're a Catholic or whether you're a Protestant of some stripe or you're Orthodox, you are in the majority, or in the, I guess, that would be a plurality then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would be a plurality. 2.2 billion people adhere to one of the Christian expressions of religious faith, whether it's Protestantism, Catholicism, or Orthodoxy. Following close behind, Charles, and only about a half a billion people or so, about 600 million people behind us, are Muslims, who represent 23% of the world population of religious belief. Behind that is a billion Hindus, which is 15% of the population, half a billion Buddhists at 7%, and 400 million, or 6% of the population, who practice folk or traditional religions, including African religions, Chinese folk religions, American Indian religions, and Australian Aboriginal religions. Chuck, I didn't know there were so many religions out there. Did you?
Oh, I had a pretty good idea. I've done some reading on that particular subject. There are a number of different spiritual beliefs out there.
Yes.
Some of them very similar, some of them very different, ranging from approaching Orthodoxy, from our viewpoint, to completely pagan, but they are out there, and there are all kinds of different variations of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it also broke down the fact that there are 14 million of the Jewish faith, and that 58 million, or slightly less than 1% of the population of the globe, that belongs to religions such as Baha'i, Jainism, Sikhism, Shintoism, Taoism, Tenrikyo, Wicca, and Zoroastrianism. Boy, I've always loved that name, Zoroastrianism.
Yeah, when you get into it, I don't even know where the name comes from, because I forget the god's name is not that.
Oh, yeah, I don't even want to get into that. But the point is, folks, that there seems to be, it's like Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors, a flavor for everybody out there. But so far, thankfully, at least a third of the globe, or just about a third of the entire globe, are Christian, of one stripe or the other. And basically, they break that down, that Catholics are 49%+ of that, 37% Protestant, and 12% Orthodox. So, Chuck, it's interesting because we take this from an article in the Washington Times, which is has a conservative bias, and their headline is 84% of the world population has faith, a third are Christian. Now, you know what? If you're on Christmas morning and you're opening a newspaper, isn't that something that's heartwarming and positive and you feel good about it and you think, yeah, that's great, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely. Well, I mean, I think so. It's a good sign that people believe, frankly, as a Christian. It opens the door for discussions with people of other faith realm and that there is a higher power. It actually, in many ways, makes the conversation easier if you're going to present the gospel.
Oh, absolutely. But I think, though, and this is kind of the kicker, it depends on what newspaper you're opening. Because this same study by the Pew Research Center, these same data, who makes up the world's population, and where they come from and what they believe, if you turned and opened the New York Times on this same article, you get an entirely different sense because of their bias.
And Barry, this is exactly what we talked about yesterday, and this is why we're doing this show today.
That's right.
The fact that you can make, remember there's an old thing that goes around that talks about white lies, black lies, and statistics.
Yes.
This is the lie of statistics.
Yes, it is.
But the statistics are exactly the same as what we're looking at from the Washington Times article.
That's right.
The take on it is entirely different.
Oh, Chuck, it's almost laughable. Actually, it is laughable because when you sent me this copy of this article from the New York Times, because I had sent you the one from the Washington Times for us to use as show prep, you send me the one from the New York Times, I about fell out laughing because it's a perfect example of what we were trying to talk about yesterday about propaganda and bias.
Yes, exactly. Remember, I was kind of laughing. I said, you know, somebody just sent me the exact same data with an entirely different spin. I said, you know, we really need to talk about this.
Oh, absolutely. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, from the Washington Times, the headline read, 84% of the world population has faith, a third are Christians. Not so from the New York Times, whose headline reads, and I quote, and by a byline by Lori Goodstein in the New York Times, study finds 1 in 6 follows no religion. And then the kicker line, people who may have spiritual beliefs but identify with no faith. Chuck, this is an entirely backspin on this particular article, focusing as hard as they can, the New York Times focusing as hard as they can on the negative aspect of it. Not saying that 80-40% of the world believes in a higher power or believes in spiritual realm, but that, 16% or so don't believe in any religion.
Well, first of all, yeah, they don't believe in any religion. What does that really mean?
Well, it means that they basically are self-religionists.
Well, no, I don't even think necessarily. Well, the bottom line is yes.
Yes.
in their mind, if you've ever seen Nacho Libre.
No, I haven't.
Well, there is. It's a kind of a goofy little, it's a comedy, and you have to see it. But one of the guys says, and I will do my best to do my Mexican accent, why are you always critical of me because I only believe in science? Now, this is a guy talking to a guy who's a monk in a monastery, but they're best friends. Okay. And the guy, the monk in the monastery, is a Mexican wrestler. If you can get that picture in your mind with the mask, he's a luchador. So the whole point is there are people out there who only believe in science. In fact, science has become a form of religion for them. Now, is that a spiritual belief? It sure is.
Absolutely is. Well, Chuck, even the New York Times can't be honest about their presuppositional headline, because what they're saying, what they hope to have you believe from that headline, study finds 1 in 6 follows no religion, is that 16% of the world might be atheists. That's the implication. But if you read carefully all the way down into this article, first of all, they say, well, that's makes them the third largest group worldwide behind Christians and Muslims, with 16% of the global population. But if you go, you finally get into the middle column, and about halfway down, it says here that more than 3/4 of the religiously unaffiliated live in Asia, the majority in China. Many of the people in this group do hold some religious or spiritual beliefs and may even believe in a deity, but they do not identify with a particular faith. So honestly, their headline is a lie, because if the majority of 3/4 of those quote-unquote unaffiliated believe in some form of religion, then that means only 4% don't believe in a religion.
That's right. 12% are affiliated with some form of belief in a spiritual realm, just not an organized major belief system.
Exactly. So
what you got
is the bias of the New York Times trying to make you believe that a rejection of theism is the third largest force in the world.
When in fact it's 4%.
When actually it would fall down below folk religionists at 6%.
That's right. Yeah. So again, ladies and gentlemen, one of the reasons we're doing this, you need to learn to read between the lines. And you've actually got to have your radar up and your ears on and know how to do a little bit of quickie calculation. So when you're thrown these statistics that are bogus, which this is here, you can notice that the claim is 16%, but the actual numbers, admittedly, is only about 4%. Well, that's a pretty big difference. That moves you from number 3 to what, number 6 or number 7 on the list?
Yeah, at least 7 down the list, maybe even further, depending on how you break down those other 3/4 of that 16%.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there could be percentages higher than that. You could have the totally unfaith or anti-theistic expression in the world being less than 4%, which, Chuck, means that the New York Times is showing a bias. They're trying to make it in the splash that we've got 1 in 6 people who just don't follow any religion at all. So, therefore, we should accommodate them by getting rid of religious expressions in public, such as Christmas or the propagation of the gospel.
And Barry, that's what's interesting about this. One of the main players in going around and forcing cities to stop religious expressions, and they only pick cities who they know are poor and kind of uneducated on these things and are more than willing to cave. If you remember that we talked about this months ago, almost a year ago, about Steubenville, Ohio, this group was demanding that the cross be removed from the city's skyline. They did a caricature of the city skyline.
And it had the steeple of the Catholic Church that's attached to Franciscan University.
Exactly. This is the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Right.
And the fact is that, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there is no such thing as freedom from religion.
Right. Now, if you remember, though, Chuck, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is mainly an American organization, because I'm not seeing them suing anywhere else in the world except in the United States, which is interesting because the largest population of Christians, the Pew Research study found, is in the United States, of 243 million of our 311 million population in this country identify as Christian.
Which is a very large percentage.
Well, yes, if you figure it out, you're talking about over 80%, Chuck. It's 80% of the American population identify as Christian. Does that make us a Christian nation?
Only if you apply it.
Only if you apply it, that's right.
Well, with that being said, of course, we're out of time, but we wanted you to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that you can make the same story say vastly different things with the headline written a little differently and a little different take on the data. That being said, join us again tomorrow where we're going to go over another example of this in our next Principles and Policies program.
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.